up and snort the coffee.
You seem happy this morning.
Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee.
Absolutely, keep that stuff coming. Good morning. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. Made it to Thursday. Yeah, just a lot of good right around the corner. St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. People are going to get a little silly and crazy and maybe sneak out of work early to get a spot at Sean O'Donnell's or someplace around town. Anyway, great to have you along this morning. And congratulations to all of our KRKO listeners who took advantage of our offer. Join the KRKO fan club, which you could still do at krko.com, and got early access to tickets to see Styx and Nancy Wilson's Heart at the Washington State Fair September 21st. The public gets to buy their tickets tomorrow. We got you in early. And by the way, Nancy Wilson's birthday is today. And as my gift to Nancy, I'm not going to attach a number to that occasion. There you go. All right, we have got more of Everett's Greatest Hits, a lot of them heading your way this morning. Yeah, going a little heavy on the coffee this morning. It's understandable. Some worse than others, I'll tell you. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter, my heart's out to you people who toughed it out and took in Stevie Nicks last night at Climate Pledge Arena. It was kind of a weird concert series because Stevie is doing solos in a lot of towns, including Seattle, but then she's doing joint concerts with Billy Joel coming up April in Texas, and then let's see, Philadelphia in June, Nashville. Yeah, there's a bunch of Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks concerts, but not here. I wonder what Billy has against Seattle. See, this is how rumors get started. Anyway, got some Stevie Nicks by herself coming up for you next. Here we go. Name dropper. What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. Name dropper. Yeah, I got a nice collection of names to drop in this morning. Leonardo da Vinci. They've done some deep research, and now it has been revealed that Leonardo da Vinci was actually the son of a slave. Make that Sir Brian May, as the guitarist from Queen has been officially knighted by King Charles III. Notice Tom Cruise not at the Oscars on Sunday. There was talk that he didn't want to be around Nicole Kidman. But the truth is, he actually flew to London to attend a birthday party for Michael Caine, who turned 90. Al Roker going to be a grandpa. His daughter Courtney announced she's got a baby on the way. Will Smith was complaining in a TikTok video last month that his Oscar was never engraved with his name. The Academy has invited him to get the trophy to them, and they will engrave it, but they're requesting someone other than Will bring it in. And Cat Stevens is back. He's got a new album coming out this summer, a 12-song collection called King of a Land, coming out in June on George Harrison's Dark Horse Records. Fun names. Good morning, it's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, Tim Hunter, with a Thursday morning tradition.
Maury, Maury, how are you? He just goes on and on.
Yes, Mr. Entertainment is here.
Huh?
It's
what?
Maury, the movie guy.
You know, when I wasn't watching the Oscars, I was putting stuff together to talk to you about, and a new film is coming out this week. It's called Shazam, Fury of Gods. It's the teenage kid Billy Batson who recites the magic word Shazam, and then he turns into Shazam.
I thought that was Gomer Pyle.
That is Gomer Pyle, actually. Shazam, Shazam, Shazam.
Well, golly.
Golly. Sergeant Carter. I still have the theme song from Gomer Pyle in my head, for God's sakes. Anyways, it's Zach Levy. Did you ever watch this show, Chuck?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was still on Gomer Pyle. I think of our general manager, but I didn't know he had a TV show.
Chuck, remember he worked at like Target or Best Buy or something like that? It was on like four seasons.
Stop.
At any rate, Shazam, out in theaters. Zach Levi, Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu star.
Oh.
It looks like it's a lot of fun. If you like Chuck, you'll love Shazam. Next, Scream 4. You know, the new Scream movie is
out. Are you sure it's 4? I thought it was 6.
Is it? Well, I don't know. What's VI mean?
VI is, six.
Okay. Scream 6 is out. And the gist of this is the four survivors from the other five Scream movies.
Wait. Four survivors of five other movies star in Scream 6. I can see why you were confused.
They leave Woodsboro behind and start a fresh chapter, but it doesn't leave them alone. It follows them. Jenny Ortega, Courtney Cox. It's getting good reviews, actually, Scream 4. So,
six.
Six. That's brand new in theaters. Last night.
Yeah.
Was the new season 3 of Ted Lasso is out.
The final season.
Season 6.
Season
or 4.
Six.
I think.
One of those.
You've seen it, haven't you, Ted Lasso?
I do not have Apple TV.
What?
It's against my religion. I've got seven other paid services. I don't need an eighth.
If I can remember my password, I'm happy to send it your way.
I know. Therein lies the trick.
You know the gist of it. He's an American football coach, and he's hired by this divorcee who suddenly owns this premier soccer club in England, and she's trying to screw her husband by running into the ground. She hires Ted Lasso to be the coach. And he's kind of brought a really good feel to the team, and they're successful.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I wanted to tell you, Maury, just sneak in here before I forget, that Ryan Reynolds became really, really rich yesterday. His Mint Mobile sold to T-Mobile for $1.3 billion.
Wow.
It's a good week for Ryan.
My son has Mint Mobile. I saw him the other night because you should get Mint Mobile.
He was just trying to help Ryan Reynolds jack up the price.
I think so. Yeah. And that's it. That's all I got for you.
And as usual, that is plenty. Maury the Movie Guy, heard reclusively right here on KRKO. That is the first time we've ever done that bit where the masks drop down from the ceiling. We barely made it through. Yeah, we are on a roll this morning. Great songs, Everett's greatest hits. KRKO and Tim Hunter got some Huey Lewis, Elton John, Styx on the way in the next few minutes right here on KRKO. You know, Dove, the people who make the soap, they've decided to take issue with the Academy Awards, saying that it was a bad idea to give a Best Actor award to somebody wearing a fat suit instead of someone who is actually fat. See, this is why I refuse to watch any zombie movies. Those aren't real zombies. Those are actors. A couple of Facebook quickies for you. Research shows that laughing for 2 minutes is just as healthy as a 20-minute jog. So these days, I go to the park and laugh at all the joggers. See, it all works out. And if we're not supposed to eat at night, why is there a light in the refrigerator? Questions to ponder. Yeah, really, song after song, it's just proof we grew up with some pretty good music. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, and Tim Hunter looking forward to talking to a KRKO listener that has downloaded our KRKO app. For one, it's free. For two, it's easy to do. You just go to the App Store, your phone, boom, you're up and running. Does have a new feature, and I've been meaning to tell you about this, and I keep forgetting. You go to the KRKO app. We have a little button called Open Mic. You push it, you can send me a voice message, just like that. So I encourage you to do that. First step, got to download the app in the App Store of your phone right now, and then maybe I'll be congratulating you with a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse tomorrow.
My goodness, we have so much information to disseminate. It's time for a Tim Hunter information dump. Just back that up over here. That's good. Perfect.
Yeah, a few goodies I want to make sure you know about. Remember Kelsey Plum? She played for the Huskies, got drafted by the WNBA, and went to the Las Vegas Aces and was a world champ last year. Well, 10 days after she married a Las Vegas Raider, Darren Waller, her husband was traded by the Raiders to the New York Giants. They were trying to keep their wedding secret. They didn't want anyone to know. One of the teammates blabbed about it. Kelsey Plum is suggesting that her husband was traded because they didn't invite the Raiders coach, Josh McDaniels, to their wedding. Okay. We've still got a month to go. I love the cherry blossoms at the UW campus. In Japan, the cherry blossoms are running a month early. You might have noticed some celebrities wearing blue ribbons at the Oscars. That was to show support for refugees. Days of Our Lives is still on the air. It's on over at Peacock. It has been renewed for 2 more years, which will take the daytime soap to its 60th season. And I love this quote. We don't know who said it, but a member of the royal family has supposedly said if Harry and Meghan do come over to attend King Charles III's upcoming coronation, quote, I hope they're seated in Iceland. Ouch, end quote. All right, well, that's what I know. Feeling good. We know we got this week and got a St. Patrick's Day and a Friday tomorrow. Life is pretty sweet right now. It's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter. I got Maury the Movie Guy strolling in here next hour with some entertainment options for your upcoming weekend. But Maury, I haven't seen you since the Oscars on Sunday night. I'm assuming you watched.
I didn't. Not 1 second of it.
Really?
Nah,
What kind of a movie guy are you?
I know, I'm the worst. Why am I still doing this?
Should be just Maury the Guy.
I don't care about it. You know, it's kind of like...
Kimmel was brilliant.
Good. Yeah. I saw some clips of it and stuff
like
that. Yeah.
The very end, you know, as he's leaving, he had a sign there that it said, you know, days since our last incident at the Oscars. And he put one.
Oh.
And then, you know, he also wrapped it up by saying, and we now join Good Morning America already in progress. You know?
Because it went long. Did it?
It went 43 minutes long.
Wow.
What did you do on Oscar night if you weren't watching the Oscars?
I was watching the World Baseball Classic.
Were you watching the U.S.?
It was the United States against Mexico. And then the next night they played Canada, and Canada pitched this 19-year-old kid against all-stars. We scored 9 runs off him in the first inning. And they took him out.
They have a 10-run rule.
They do, yeah.
Because one of the Puerto Rico, I think, pitched a perfect game.
They did against Israel.
But before we turn this into a sports radio station again, and we're not going to go down that road, really interesting story, and I don't remember all the particulars, but it had to do with this pitcher went up against some of the best in Major League Baseball and struck them all out. And as he was leaving the field, the Detroit Tigers offered him a contract. It's kind of stuff that's going on there. Okay.